How many refugees are we talking about? How many people?
Well, I will refer to the refugees who are in the Diocese of San Cristóbal de las Casas, and that would be 46,000 refugees.
46,000?
Yes, they are spread around in 69 localities, which we sometimes refer to as camps, but they're really in with Mexican villages.
Who are these people, these refugees?
These refugees are largely Indian, Guatemalan Indians, and largely, naturally, the largest part of them are children and a number of widows and also elderly, and the lesser group would be men. They have come from the highlands of Guatemala, mostly from the provinces of Huehuetenango and Quiché, Alta Verapaz, and Petén.
Why are these people refugees? What are they running away from?
They are running away from the massacres of the Guatemalan army in their country. They are fleeing for their lives.
Now, are these people fleeing the guerrillas as well as the army?
No, we have not received any testimony of people of these 46,000, and none of them said that they were fleeing the guerrillas. And this seems to be the policy that has been prevalent in Guatemala, to take away the people. If you take away the people, then the guerrillas will die. So all of our people have only referred to soldiers.
You say take away the people. You've used the word massacre. What precisely are we talking about, massacre? Maybe you can tell me that best by the stories of some of these people who've come into the refugee areas.
Yes. For instance, I have the story here of Pedro. He said that he was out in the field working with some other of his companions or neighbors, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, 300 Guatemalan soldiers entered into their village and began shooting and killing the people at large. For no reason, no. They do not ask questions. And these are women, children, babies, men, everyone. They tried to get to the village, but they were not able to get to their houses because the soldiers then began to burn the houses. And naturally, some people were able to escape from the village because the soldiers entered in one end of the village, and so they hear the shooting and they just all run with whatever. And then they began to collect into the mountainside or the fields surrounding the village and looking for their families. The ones that are in the fields are hoping that their wives and children would be saved. And 23 of these people gathered together and decided to head for Mexico. This was the first time their village was ever affected by the soldiers. They did mention that the soldiers had come through their village on other occasions, but just built their little huts and stayed there for a day or two and talked to the people and went on. And this day they just arrived shooting.
How many people were killed?
They do not know.
But the better part of a village?
A better part of a village would have been killed. The lesser part would have been saved. We had 23 of them arrive on our side, and one of the women was wounded in one of her legs. They had to take her to a hospital in Mexico in the state of Chiapas to remove the bullet from her leg. And her husband was killed by the army and two of their children.
Is there any hope in the near future that you see that these people can go back to Guatemala and resume a normal life?
Not yet. And they do not see it either, because these people still keep coming over the border. When they hear on the radio that there is amnesty and that they can return, and they see the refugees trickling over, I say trickling now because they used to become, you know, like 500 a day. Now they are less. It's not daily, but they come with the same story. And some of them now know that their land has been given away to others, so they know that they cannot return to
that
land.
Nothing to go back to.
Mm-hmm.